By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. You are watching Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah. And each and every single morning we begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Let's begin this morning by listening to the Quran. And this is especially nowadays, even Alhamdulillah, I always look forward to listening to the Quran, Alhamdulillah. But one of my most, we had Surah Yusuf. And I spoke about Surah Yusuf as we were going, as the journey was continuing, the journey of the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So there was, subhanAllah, along with that, there was a brief explanation to, or an overview of the story which took place, the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's known as the best of stories. That's known as the best of all stories. The best of stories of the Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the best of stories, subhanAllah. But my dear viewers, there are many others too, and very, very exciting ones. And this is one which really is outstanding. This particular one, the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as that of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Previously, we heard that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had remained, spent some time with Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. They traveled to various places. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he placed a hole in a ship, in a boat. As well as this, he defected the boat. As well as this, he killed a child, a young child, who had done no wrong, but he killed a young child. As well as this, my dear viewers, there was a city which they were not granted, or they were debarred entrance into that city. The gates were not open for them. They were not invited in. They were not, shown the least of the hospitality. But then, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a wall within the city which was falling over. And Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he repairs, if you wish, he repairs that wall. He fixes that construction, that is. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, each and every single time, he's questioning, why is he doing this? Why is he doing this? Why are you doing this? Subhanallah, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam kept saying to him once again, again, I told you, you cannot remain patient. Hazrat Musa says, if I do it once more, then okay, you can leave me. And then he did do it a third time too. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when telling this story, he says, if only he, remained a little more patient, if only he waited, then we would have heard so much more of the story of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, my dear viewers on the new channel, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam then says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that now is the time. That now we must depart, we must separate. Firaqu bayni wa baynik. This is now a time for separation between me and yourself. That's why we have to separate now. You can no longer remain patient with me. But I will give you the answers of all of these questions that you did ask. I will tell you the reasons for all of these. What were the reasons? Let's, inshallah, listen to the reasons given by Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Why was it that he placed a hole in the ship or in the boat? Why is it that he, what did he do? He marred the boat. He defected, he had a defect in it because he defected the boat. As well as this, my dear viewers, he killed a young child. He fixed a wall for people who were tyrannical, you can say. He did them a favor. Why do them a favor? They're the people opposing you. They're those people who didn't show you any sort of hospitality whatsoever. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked him these questions. And then he gives the answers. Let's listen to the tilawat. We did listen to the answer to the first one. But inshallah, we'll listen to them all and then I'll mention all of them. Let's listen to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib. Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
اور وہ جو لڑکا تھا اس کے ماں باپ مسلمان تھے تو ہمیں ڈر ہوا کہ وہ ان کو سرکشی اور کفر پر چڑھاوے.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
تو ہم نے چاہا کہ ان دونوں کا رب اس سے بہتر سترا اور اس سے زیادہ مہربانی میں قریب عطا کرے.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا.
رہی وہ دیوار وہ شہر کے دو یتیم لڑکوں کی تھی اور اس کے نیچے ان کا خزانہ تھا اور ان کا باپ نیک آدمی تھا.
فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَّبِّكَ.
تو آپ کے رب نے چاہا کہ وہ دونوں اپنی جوانی کو پہنچیں اور اپنا خزانہ نکالیں آپ کے رب کی رحمت سے.
وما فعلته عن امري.
اور یہ کچھ میں نے اپنے حکم سے نہ کیا.
ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
یہ پھیر یعنی بھید ہے ان باتوں کا جس پر آپ سے صبر نہ ہو سکا.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين.
اور تم سے ذوالقرنین کو پوچھتے ہیں.
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
تم فرماؤ میں تمہیں اس کا مذکور پڑھ کر سناتا ہوں.
انا مکننا له فی الارض وآتیناہ من کل شیء سببا.
بے شک ہم نے اسے زمین میں قابو دیا اور ہر چیز کا ایک سامان عطا فرمایا.
فأتبع سببا.
تو وہ ایک سامان کے پیچھے چلا.
حتی اذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئت ووجد عندها قوما.
یہاں تک کہ جب سورج ڈوبنے کی جگہ پہنچا اسے ایک سیاہ کیچڑ کے چشمے میں ڈوبتا پایا اور وہاں ایک قوم ملی.
قُلْ لَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا.
ہم نے فرمایا اے ذوالقرنین یا تو تو انہیں سزا دے یا ان کے ساتھ بھلائی اختیار کر.
قال اما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد الى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
عرض کی کہ وہ جس نے ظلم کیا اسے تو ہم ان قریب سزا دیں گے پھر اپنے رب کی طرف پھیرا جائے گا وہ اسے بری مار دے گا.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى.
اور جو ایمان لایا اور نیک کام کیا تو اس کا بدلہ بھلائی ہے.
وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
اور ان قریب ہم اسے آسان کام کہیں گے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد صل اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. And if you're on the channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have just listened to Surah Al-Kahf, the surah, the chapter of the cave. Yes, we have already heard about the incident of the cave. So remember, I did state some time ago that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was challenged to answer a few questions. One was عن الروح, about this soul. The second was the people of the cave themselves, the people of the cave. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, all of these ayat were revealed. And the third, we've just heard now, and you were asked about who? That's what يسألونك, and they ask you. So literally means, and they ask you, meaning this was one of those questions. What was it about that person who traveled, you know, you could say from the east to the west, or, you know, who traveled all around the world, about this person, who's known as Dhulqarnayn. Dhulqarnayn radiallahu ta'ala an. And medievalism and the Nijal, that incident is also stated within the glorious Quran. But we are still on the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, two great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Khizr says that now we must separate. Remember, there was this condition. Hazrat Khizr states, if you wish to remain with me, then you'll have to wait, you'll have to be patient. If I were to do something, you can't ask me about it until I myself tell you. But the Musa alayhi salam would question him. Why? Because he was doing something which seemed incorrect, which seemed wrong. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, I did mention this previously too. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's been given a sharia, and it is a duty, or it is their duty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. It is their duty, my dear viewers of the Internal, to, if somebody is doing a wrong action, then to stop them. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, you know, thought, what is it you are doing? So he questioned him. What is it you are doing? And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam then gives a reason. The first incident which took place was the ship that bought. You know, they were given free entrance to enter, to board the boat, he can say. And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, he places a hole in the boat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he questions Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam says that the reason I did that action was because there's the leader, there's the king, and he wishes to take all the people's boats from them. For his own navy, he wishes to take all the people's boats and ships, to confiscate them all if you wish, to take them all. This person, he's very, very poor. So if the leader, the king, was to take this from him, he would have nothing left. So I thought, okay, make it slightly defective, so that when he is asked for it, he could say, look, it's ruined, it's no good for you. And then he would not have to give it. And then, okay, later he'll fix it up, no, not much of a problem, and then he'll be able to continue. This is the reason I did this. And he's asked, okay, the child, why did he do this? And he states, because the child has pious parents, and this child could grow up and misguide those parents and make them inclined towards disbelief, mazallah. And remember, this is, and some people may be thinking, okay, but why and how certain are you? What we must understand is, this is by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for any misconceptions that is. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. So yes, for anybody else, you would say, oh, okay, that doesn't seem right. But when the order is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all-knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing, what's better. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. Thirdly, my dear viewers, they were coming towards a city. And this city they were coming towards, it was, you know, firstly, the people of the city did not really welcome them, because they wholeheartedly, or warmly. Not, in fact, it was complete contrary. They locked them out during the night. And then during the day, okay, they opened the gates and they were able to enter the city. And there was this huge, some sort of wall, some sort of construction, a big one. And this was, it had a slant to it. You know, after time had passed, it had a slant. And it was about to fall over. And the people were, you know, didn't care in the least. They were not bothered. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, he fixed it. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, thinking, why did he fix it? They've not done us a favor. You could have taken some money from them. You could have taken something from them. Why is it you've gone on doing this for them? And this is what they did to us. This is how they've treated us. And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, he gives the reason for this too. And he says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, But the reason for this is that they had a parent who was very, very pious. And the parent, there's these two orphans, these two orphan brothers, and that these parents of theirs, or this parent of theirs, and the scholars state that this parent is not their direct parent, no. But it leads a few generations upwards. Allahu Akbar. That they left some treasure. That some treasure has been left over for them. And if the wall was to fall, then that treasure would become disclosed. And people, it would become known to the people that there's a treasure here, and they would steal it, they would not give it to the children. And this has been reserved for them. And this is the reason to keep that covered. This is the reason why the wall was fixed, if you wish, by himself. But these are the reasons. And then this is the end of the story. Now this is a summary, by the way, very, very short. Summary, brief. This is the story between Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Many viewers of Madani channel, this story is phenomenal, mashallah. The life of, or the things of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, absolutely phenomenal. Really, the stories of the Al-Quran al-Kareem, and this is something I said previously, that look, within the glorious Quran, look how many stories there are. And this is a lesson for us, the importance of teaching by means of using stories, by using stories. This is, mashallah, something beautiful we see in Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. If you look at nearly every one of their booklets, we always find that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given many, many stories, many parables, various stories, 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 because of the impact that stories have on people. So, my dear viewers, we need to be able to, by means of stories, that is, teach our children. And one thing I've realized is we remember stories much more. So, if there's some things I remember since a child, you know, here and there, I remember some stories. Although we don't know about the veracity or how authentic these stories are, that's another matter. That's another matter. We should try to, we have, mashallah, so many authentic stories, but purpose is the moral of the story. What is the moral of the story? This is the purpose. These are the things we need to consider. These are the things we need to look at. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 izn jisko mila wo madine gaya, mera kuch na bana main yahi reh gaya. वो बुलाते रहे सब की जाते रहे एक मेरे सिवा में गी दे गया sabate raguzar go jo madine mein kabhi jana us gum خضرا میں کہے جس اے نبی ہاتھ سے اپنے پکڑ کر وہ سنہری جالی عرض کرنا میری جانب سے بسد شوق دلی اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے کے رسول عرض کرنا کہ کہاں مجھ سا کمینا گندا اور وہ شہر کہاں جس میں ہوں محبوب خدا ہاں سنا دیتا ہے صدا اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے کے رسول عربی یا نبی سے کسی اور میں کیا عرض کروں آپ کا کہ جیوں آپ کا ہو کر ہی مروں آپ کے در سے پلا در پر ہی مٹوں جان تم سے ملی تم پر ہی نچھاور کر دوں اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی سالک کو حضور بدنی روح حاضر مگر مثل اویسے قرنی جس میں ہندی ہے میرا جان ہے میری خدا دور کسی طرح ہو برد بدنی اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Many views of the channel, mashallah azza wajal. You are watching Rise and Shine. We've just listened to a beautiful Naat Sharif. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah azza wajal, today we have a topic which we all do need to be reminded about. We're reminded about various topics, various things. Today, inshallah azza wajal, we shall be hearing a little about the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this is something we must remember. And this is something, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of. This is something, my dear viewers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated within the glorious Quran. And in fact, every chapter, with the exception of one, every single chapter within the glorious Quran, it begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every single 113 from the 114, so except one, every single chapter begins with this, and it's a reminder for us for every single chapter of the Quran. You cannot open the Quran and recite it without reciting, and this is generally the sunnah. Whenever we recite the Quran, what do? Even if we're reciting it from the middle, even if we are reciting it from any page and it doesn't say Bismillah Sharif there, but what do? We always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then we'll begin the tilawat of the glorious Quran. From wherever it may be, always this reminder. Always we are reminding ourselves. And we have been taught too, that whatever actions of various ahadith sharif, that action which does not begin with the Bismillah Sharif, it remains incomplete. By reciting Bismillah Sharif, the amount of blessings the person gains. So for every work we do, every work we perform, every action we perform, we need to, we must recite Bismillah. And remember, in fact, one thing which we must remember, my dear viewers, is that when reciting Bismillah Sharif, yes, we should make it our habit of ours. Always, Bismillahir Rahman. What does this mean? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. This is generally how it's translated. Various ways you could translate it. But Allah's name I begin with. Bismillah, or in the name of Allah, many times it's translated. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman, who is Ar-Rahim, who is the most kind, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. This is something which, and my dear viewers, we always have our ups and downs. Remember, this is what we've been taught, being Muslims. We have the middle path, don't we? We have the middle path. There's always extremes for everything. And alhamdulillah, being Muslim is the correct way of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the middle path. What do I mean by this? And if it was, yes, we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, no doubt about it. There is no bounds, there are no bounds or limits to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No bounds, no limits, no limits whatsoever. But we must remember that this should not mean that, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, so we can do whatever we wish. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also possesses other attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who disgraces a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who lowers a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who brings humiliation to somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who punishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many views of Madani Channel, many attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and this is the one he has chosen. Well, one of the many, in fact, not the one, there's many which have been chosen, but this is that which has been repeated so many times we find within the glorious Quran. And this is for what? That Allah ta'ala tells us, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told, aren't we? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is punishment. There's many things. But alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of our deen. Always remember though, if you are ever feeling down, if you are ever feeling sudden, if you are feeling anxious, many people nowadays falling into depression. You know, we think there's this worry, there's that worry. Always remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Let's always remind ourselves, subhanallah. Yes, and this shouldn't be an excuse to continue doing wrong. Not Allah is the most merciful. No, it doesn't work like that, my dear viewers. It doesn't work like that. It's like Just imagine amongst yourselves. Imagine there's a child and the parent. And the child and the parents are compassionate and kind, and this is how they should be to the children. Imagine the child was to continuously disobey the parent. Is it even correct for the parent to just continue being so, you know, kind and affectionate to the child? No, there's other things which must be implemented too. There's forms of, you know, discipline which must be implemented too. The children must be disciplined at the same time. It doesn't just work one way. My dear viewers on Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. When you need help, when you need anything, you can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're feeling down, you can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're feeling depressed, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always hope. And this is something, honestly, whatever difficulty you may be in, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Because sometimes such things happen which you think are impossible. And Allahu Akbar. I say this with, Alhamdulillah, with certainty. That sometimes you think it is not a chance whatsoever. You're in such a situation, and because whenever we are in a situation, what do? We think, how am I going to be affected? What are the ramifications, the repercussions? What will happen? And how can I try again? Maybe, you know, if it's a situation we're in, how can I solve this situation? If something is upon us, how can we get out of this difficult situation? Whatever it may be. And sometimes you think, oh, either way, that's it, I'm dead. This is what we say, I'm dead, meaning I'm in trouble. Either way, I'm in trouble. Whether that's loss of money, loss of a job, whatever it may be. Sometimes you think, no, it's impossible for me to get away. But honestly, even if you think that, many viewers, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes you think this thing is impossible, but Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of all the worlds. He's the master of all of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings ease. We are in any hardship, any difficulty. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most merciful. And this is something we must always remind ourselves about. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. That's why we say Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Whatever your situation, always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers, inshallah, there is so much to speak about. Let's quickly go to our daily reminder, inshallah. Then we shall sort of begin the topic. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, was extremely brave, possessing unshakable firmness in faith and the highest extent of piety, taqwa. He would refrain from worldly pleasures and would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One day, he was tending to his animals when his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and asked, "Oh beloved father, you are here tending your camels and goats when people are discussing issues of the caliphate." Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stating, Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are three beautiful qualities a believer, a mu'min should possess. This was guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and narrated by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an. What are those beautiful qualities which have been mentioned that one should be righteous. One should have taqwa, piety within one's personality, and one should be independent. One should not rely on others, depend on others. And further is that a person should remain hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to adopt all these three mentioned qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers upon the channel, mashallah, that was the daily reminder. That was our respected Rizwan by mashallah from London. Now, alhamdulillahi azzurul, today our topic, today's topic is the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, is the most merciful. And I would like to mention a story. It's said that Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the companions and he said, only just now, my Khalil, the Khalil of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There's something we must remember, my dear viewers, that for us to state Ya Muhammad and to call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, we should not do this. This is not permitted for us. We should not call out to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his name. And it's quite obvious, isn't it? Do you call your father out by his name? Of course you wouldn't. And it's disrespectful to call your father by his name. It's considered disrespect, isn't it? So how can we call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name? And we have also been prohibited within the glorious Quran, that is. So my dear viewers, what do we say? We say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Nabij Allah, Ya Nur Allah, etc., etc. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And yes, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says this, he says it in its meaning. Meaning, oh you, remember, the name, what does Muhammad mean? It means that person who is praised in every moment, every time, that person who is the most praised. The praised one is what it means. The name Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's name, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So when he states it, this is the interpretation given, that this is why he states it in such. But we should not call out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. So as Jibreel alayhi sallam comes and calls Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that, I swear to the one who has, or by the one who has sent you with truthfulness, that on the peak of a mountain, in the sea, so there's a sea, there's a mountain, and there's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this slave who's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends a very, very long time there. Days, months, years, he spends many years there. So people will be thinking, imagine how many years, you know, 3-5 years. No, my dear viewers, not only 3 years, not only 5 years, not even only 50 years, but rather 500 years. This person spends 500 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this mountain. Allahu Akbar. And it's stated that the length and the width of this mountain are both 30 arm lengths each. So the length is 30 arm lengths, the width is 30 arm lengths. And on top of this mountain, he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would provide for him a sweet, flowing stream, which would provide sweet water. So this stream had sweet, or the water of the stream was very, very sweet. And this would all accumulate at the bottom of the mountain. And he would also be granted a pomegranate from a tree, a pomegranate every single night. He would spend the entire day worshipping, and in the evening he would come down the mountain towards the water, and he would make his ablution again. He would make his ablution, he would eat the pomegranate, and then he would stand and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again for prayer. When he passes away, he does dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, when you do grant me death, when my soul is taken, then Ya Allah, and he does this dua, Ya Allah, I wish for my soul to be taken in the state that I am in a prostration, in a state of prostration. Whilst he was prostrating his head to the ground, the lowest position, and this is what it is. This is what prostration is, my dear viewers, and this is the closest we get towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best of positions of salah, and the prostration. Why? Because what are people doing? People are walking everywhere. People are walking on the ground. And what's the peak of humankind themselves? What's right at the top is our face, our head. This is the top, isn't it? And this is considered the most respectable part of our body. Our face, my dear viewers, very, very important for the entire body, the face, the head. Now, when we go into sajda, what is it that we do? The lowest part where our feet are, we place our head down towards the floor, on the ground, lowering ourselves. And then what do we recite? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We say, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most high. We are right at the bottom. Because it tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. We are nothing, my dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high. And this is what this person does. He states that, I wish, he does dua, if only he can pass away. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this too, inshallah, that when we pass away, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us one death with iman. And inshallah, in sajda. And why is it that he prayed for this? Because a person is raised on the day of judgment in the state that they pass away. So if you pass away in sajda, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this happen. May Allah ta'ala grant me death in sajda, inshallah. My dear viewers, on the day of judgment, you shall be raised in that state too, in sajda. And he wished that when he's raised on the day of judgment, he's raised in that state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this dua too. This dua was accepted. He goes into sajda. He passes away. His soul is taken from his body. As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then states that when he will be raised on judgment day and he will be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say about him that, make my servant by virtue of my mercy, grant him entrance into paradise. Allahu Akbar. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that my servant, this person who has been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years, on the day of judgment it shall be said that this person, he should be granted paradise. Of course, Allahu Akbar. You're really thinking, he's been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years, you know, subhanallah, how can he not be jannati? He has iman. How can he not be jannati? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall state on the day of judgment about that person, yeah, send him to paradise. But why is he being given paradise? Due to my mercy. And then he states, he says, due to my actions, my worship, Ya Allah. Yeah, he says, going to paradise. Yes, I should go to paradise, but due to my actions that I have performed, due to my deeds, due to all of my good deeds, due to all of the worship that I have performed. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, send him to paradise by my mercy. Because I'm the most merciful and I have showered mercy upon him. For this reason, I'm being merciful and granting him paradise. For this reason, he should be sent to paradise. Again, he says, my virtuous actions, my good deeds, by virtue of my good deeds, Ya Allah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by virtue of my mercy, send him to paradise. And he says again, my good deeds, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, you know, this person is saying that I should be sent to paradise by virtue of my good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, get the weighing skills. Weigh this person's good deeds. And then also weigh all the blessings that I have granted him. And the blessing of one single eye which he is granted outweighs his 500 years of worship. Allahu Akbar. So then he said, Okay, by virtue of his deeds, send him to the fire of hell. And says, Ya Allah, by means of your, by virtue of your mercy, Ya Allah, grant me Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Jannah. What is the lesson to be taken from this? Subhanallah. What is the lesson, my dear viewers, to take from this? That whatever we have in this world is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so much in this world. This is all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just this one single eye. Do you know that the eye, my dear viewers? I'm not a specialist at all. I don't know very much. But the more you look into it, the more you think, wow. The way the eye works. I remember studying a little in biology. You know, how the eye works, etc. It's beautiful. The number of different shades we are able to determine, identify with the eyes, we're able to distinguish. You say, oh yes, this is blue. That's blue too. But no, this is a different blue. Okay, you could have another blue. Okay, that's slightly different. There are so many shades of every single color. Nowadays we have cameras. But the cameras that we have are nothing, really nothing in comparison to your eyesight. Like even with cameras, what happens? You have a camera and you know, there are different many things. You have to control the light, etc. When there's too much light, then that becomes a problem. And if it was, the eye is just absolutely phenomenal, really. It's just absolutely phenomenal. It's a huge, a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's just one blessing. This is all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we have, whether it be the job, whether it be you're sitting in your very home or being under a roof, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Believe you, Madani Channel. Everything we have is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not sitting on the floor. Most likely you are not sitting on the floor. You have sofas, you have settees. This is the mercy of Allah. Having so many pieces of clothing, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being able to even look at the TV, to be able to see the TV, this is a mercy. To be able to hear my voice, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to speak, even me, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me being in this stage, in this place, you know, being able to propagate, alhamdulillah. Being able to teach or to remind, shall I say, this is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and we could continue to try to count all of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. But we can never truly count the amount of blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Every single day, subhanallah. Every single day we perform sins, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still provides us with food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still, every single day, we never go hungry. Whenever we wish to eat, we can easily gain food. Easily we can gain food. You know, it's not a problem. Even if we're out, okay, we don't have to go back home. We can just purchase it from a local shop. This is a blessing. Having this money is a blessing. You know, there are so many blessings. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can never truly count all of the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. But remember, there's so many blessings. But yet, we continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still grants us food every day. We continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet every single moment. And there's one thing we must understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people, etc., etc. He created everything, didn't he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world. But it does not mean, this does not mean that, okay, now that it's created, now that it's done. No, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single moment, maintains and sustains us. This is what we must understand. Right now we are taking a breath with the permission of Allah Ta'ala. It's not that, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, has given us the ability to breathe, you know, the way everything works, and that's it. Now we're doing it all alone. No, it's not like this. Every single breath we take is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one. So before every single breath, again, it's the permission of Allah. Us being able to see every single moment, us being sustained, all of this that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues every single moment Allahu Akbar, to sustain us. Yet we still disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives to us. Every single day we are disobeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day gives us energy, gives us the ability to see, the ability to speak, the ability to hear. Allahu Akbar, the ability to think, the ability to think, my dear viewers. We are freed from pain. And in fact, this is something we must understand. Pain is a blessing. Pain is a blessing. Some people will be thinking, how is pain a blessing? If you did not feel pain, you could possibly just die without even realizing it. Yes. Imagine you were to be hit on the back of your head and you were bleeding, but you didn't feel no pain, nothing. You just carried on. That could lead to your death. Just being harmed, the pain we feel, so that we're able to recognize that we've been harmed. And the pain is more severe, it shows that there's a problem. And if it was pain itself, is a blessing. Imagine we didn't have pain. Allahu Akbar. Pain itself is a blessing too. Everything we have, there's so many blessings. Honestly, there are so many blessings. And this is why, it's, in a way, we are known as Alam-i-Saghir. So there's the cosmos. There's a world around us. What's the exact, the macrocosm. The macrocosm, the world around us. Look how beautiful it is. This is all in mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's all a sign of the existence of the one and only creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's a microcosm, where even every single cell within our bodies that we take a look at, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Even within our own body, take out any one thing, subhanallah, every one little cell is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which directs us towards that there is the one and only creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to sustain us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give to us. This is mercy. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Nobody can match the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we must act in accordance with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is merciful. We must, yes, act in accordance with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it was, let's go to the daily hadith sharif, inshallah azzajal. Then we shall continue. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
In Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim, Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the previous era, there was a person whose soul was about to be extracted from his body. The angel arrived and it was said to that person, do you remember doing anything good? He said, I don't recall doing any good deed. And it was said to him, ponder, reflect, and then mention it again. And he says, I don't recall anything except one thing. In the world, when I would do transactions with people and I would show good conduct towards them, even if a wealthy person came to me and he requested for some time, respite, I would give him respite. A wealthy person. And as for the person who was financially constrained, he wasn't wealthy, he was already suffering, I would pardon him, I would forgive him. SubhanAllah, what's the reward of this? The narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person admittance to paradise. He gained entry to paradise. Why? Whenever he would do transactions in the world, he would show good conduct towards people. Even if a wealthy person came to him and asked for some time, requested some time, respite, he would give him respite. And as for the person who was financially struggling and there was bazaar, apparently no means for him to pay it back, he would forgive that. He would pardon him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. And this particular narration in Sahih Muslim, the wordings towards the end are that Allah Ta'ala said, SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala said that I am more rightful of forgiving. Meaning that person said he would forgive the loan, the debt of the financially constrained person. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, I am more rightful of forgiving. O angels, pardon this person of mine. Pardon this slave of mine. SubhanAllah, these are the things that we should be thinking about in this particular situation, if we're in this situation where we're owed money, and we should look at the person, if he's financially constrained, if he cannot give it back, then if Allah has blessed us and we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we're affluent, then look at the reward. Even if you were to forgive that debt, forgive the amount that he has given you, you will not suffer loss. Why? Because Allah will grant you forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into paradise. Subhanallah. And there are many people out there. MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them. Yet, if someone owes them £1,000, £2,000, they will make his life a living hell, as they say. They would make it very difficult for him. And these are people who should learn from Islamic teaching.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, this is beautiful. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. And it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsmen, from his slaves, and from his slaves. And وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and he pardons the sins. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ, and he knows whatever you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran. And this is beautiful. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever it is we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our each and every single action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the translation of Kanzul Iman is, and it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsman. يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Yes, عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. And the translation is, he who accepts repentance from his bondsman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance of his bondsman, which means that we must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. This is what it is. Merciful towards who? This Ar-Rahman, when we go into the details of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, many scholars, mashallah, have given us quite a lot of detail. And yes, Ar-Rahman is stated for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful upon to everyone. In this world, this is. But for the Akhirah, the Rahim, the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Akhirah, this is solely for the Muslims, solely for the believers. So in this world, whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, but in the Akhirah, those people who do not believe, Allahu Akbar, those people who do not have Iman cannot ever attain salvation. This is something we must understand. Some people and the things, this is, subhanAllah, this reminds me of something. That when a person passes away, when a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer passes away, we do dua for them. And subhanAllah, this is a blessing, isn't it? This is beautiful. That this is one of the, I won't say most beautiful things, but this is one of the many beautiful things of our religion, that a person can pass away and yet we can do dua for them. And we can aid them, we can help them. And they can help us too. We can do dua for them. This is how we're helping them. When somebody passes away, subhanAllah, that's beautiful, isn't it? But my dear viewers of Madani channel, doing dua, and some people say, for example, rest in peace, that's a dua, isn't it? R.I.P. rest in peace. And meaning, may this person be in peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this person in peace, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant them Jannah, etc. These are the du'as we do for those people who have passed away. But that person who has no iman, there's no chance whatsoever. And within the glorious Quran, there's a prohibition of doing du'a for such people. Remember, there is no salvation for those who have no iman. Iman is a condition. Iman is the condition for salvation. We can never attain eternal happiness, Jannah, without Iman. This is necessary. So when we do, you know, there's some things we must understand. That there are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He's the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rahman. And He's been merciful to everybody. You be a believer, not believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is still upon everybody. Everyone still has so many of these mercies. Every single day we are living, this is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Akhirah, my dear viewers of the channel, is only for the believers. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. But also remember that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who punishes people too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran that, okay, if you have done wrong, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, my dear viewers. But, subhanallah, we have made mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance, the opportunity to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe, inshallah, we'll repent. It's stated, this is beautiful, about there was this Bedouin who he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is it that will call the creation to account? Ya Rasulullah, who is it that will judge the creation? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shall bring everybody to account. And this person, he says, that will it only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself call everybody to account? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone on the day of judgment shall bring everybody to account. Everybody shall be judged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone shall judge everybody. Remember, people react to different things in different ways. It depends on the sort of person, you know, the type of person that it is. Madhavi's Aman Shal is Bedouin, he smiles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him, why is he smiling? Why are you smiling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall take everybody to account on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. We shall be held accountable for all our actions. You know, this is a reason for us to be worried. Why is he smiling? This Bedouin, he says, when the merciful one, he who is the most merciful, when the merciful one has power over someone, then he forgives that person. And when he calls somebody to account, when the most merciful, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the most kind, the most merciful. When he brings somebody to account, he forgives. And if it was a Madani channel, people take this in different ways. Remember, people take things overall in different ways. This Bedouin, look how we took this. This is beautiful. This was his hope. Remember, we should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we should have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been taught, have fear. Ittaqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, tawakkul ala Allah. Have tawakkul, have hope, have trust in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both come hand in hand. Having one without the other is very, very dangerous. Having so much fear and no hope. Do not only just have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no hope. No. Yes, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Both are necessary and both together. This is the middle path. This is the best way. This is the best tariqah. This is the best method. To have both hand in hand. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. But also have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall, inshallah, prevent us from committing sins. If you're intending to harm somebody, if you're intending to rob somebody, to steal something from somebody, have fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do this action. You think, oh, I can't be bothered reading my salah. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get up, especially for Fajr salah, the rest of prayers too. Because whatever you're doing, stop. Perform ablution if you need to. Pray your salah. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But along with this comes hope, my dear viewers. Have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allahu Akbar. I have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, I've done this and all my life I've been committing sins, but I've been doing so much wrong, so much bad. What can I do now? What will happen? What will be of me? Allahu Akbar. Ah, I have hope in Allah Ta'ala. I've done so much wrong, but inshallah in the future I intend to be good. Inshallah in the future I shall refrain from sins. And I have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall forgive me. So hope, my dear viewers, and fear, both are necessary. But one without the other can be problematic. Only having hope, just hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar. This is of no use, this is no good whatsoever. Because then a person just thinks, oh, it's okay, I'll commit this wrong or that wrong, and I have hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. No. Because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who misguides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who punishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who, Allahu Akbar, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nobody could ever bear. And even as a Muslim, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always, from the very day we came into existence, from the very moment we came into existence, whilst we were still in the womb, in the stomach of our very own mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us for food. Provides us with food. Up until our very death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. We must always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please do send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And inshallah, we shall be returning for more Rise and Shine tomorrow. Please do join us. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.